This is Dr. Olivero dictating on Wanda Ramirez. The last name is R like in Roger, A M like in Mike, I R like in Roger, E Z like in Zulu. First name W A N D. This is the clinical case of a 50-year-old white female that is following the practice because of the presence of chronic kidney disease. The chronic kidney disease is multifactorial. She has a history of rheumatoid arthritis. She has been treated by the rheumatologist with different modalities of therapy. The patient developed liver cirrhosis, and the liver cirrhosis is thought to be related to one of those medications. She has diabetes mellitus, acidia, essential hypertension, atherosclerotic heart disease, hyperlipidemia, all those contributory factors for the chronic kidney disease. The latest laboratory workup that was done on August the 24th, the serum creatinine is 3, the BUN is 58, the estimated GFR is 18. The glucose is 124. Number 2, diabetes mellitus. The patient has been under control on August the 12th of 2024, the hemoglobin A1C is 5.7. She was recently evaluated by endocrinology. They decided to change the use of Ozempic to Mounjaro because the patient gained 5 pounds of body weight. The patient claims that she is fluid restricted, around 45 ounces in 24 hours, and she hardly ever eats, the nice periods of hypoglycemia. Despite the fact that the patient doesn't need, the serum albumin is 4.24, the globulin is 3.8, and the liver function tests AST and ALT, 16 and 21 respectively, bilirubin with the normal limits, and alkaline phosphatase is 78, which is within normal range. Following normal arterial hypertension, the blood pressure is with a diastolic of 87. The patient says that the diastolic is lower at home, and I am asking the patient to bring me a log of the blood pressure readings in order to be able to have a better idea of her blood pressure and make the adjustments accordingly. Following number of atherosclerotic heart disease, she has stents. She is evaluated and seen by Dr. Torres. She has a history of systolic dysfunction. Following number of hyperlipidemia, the total cholesterol is 171, LDL is 78, and the HDL is 76 with a triglycerides of 86. Following number of rheumatoid arthritis that is treated by the rheumatologist. Following number of cirrhosis of the liver. The patient is evaluated at the liver transplant team, and she's getting follow-ups on a regular basis. Following number, the patient has no evidence of proteinuria whatsoever. The patient is anemic and thrombocytopenic. This condition is followed by the Cancer Center, Dr. Shah, S-H-A-H. In talking to a patient, we found out that the patient has persistent constipation. KUB will be ordered. We are in this paradoxical situation of constipation in the presence of a patient that claims that does not eat. The KUB will help us to clarify the situation. Reevaluation in 2 months with a laboratory workup. I spent 12 minutes reviewing the lab, in the face-to-face 20 minutes, in the documentation 7 minutes.